Bezrus Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Gimel is the halacha of instructing a Gentile to do malacha on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and the implications of this halacha. In a celebrated tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, in the Shalos Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Or HaChaim Simin Mem Gimel, Sivkatan Vav, through Tess, and later on, the Sefer Archa Shabbos pointed out that this was the Yisod of the Avnei Nezer is already found in the Rav Yoh, in Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph. The Avnei Nezer dealt with the fact that Rashi, in our Gemara, gives a different reason than Rashi in Avodah Zarah on Daf Tes Zayin for the prohibition of instructing a Gentile to do Malacha on Shabbos. Rashi, on the first wide line, in Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, says the reason why it's prohibited to instruct a Gentile to do Malacha on Shabbos is Varei Hu Shlucho Lisa Eno B'Shabbos, to which the Gemara is bothered by, how can you give the Gentile your wallet on late Friday afternoon to have him carry? And Rashi says that he's considered your Shliach. Now the poskim discuss, in general we have a rule of ein shlichus la'akum, but they point out that the Gemara Bava Metzia says ein shlichus la'akum does not apply l'chumra. That l'chumra, the Torah considers it through the perspective of Chazal, it's an Iser Derabbanan, that the goy is your emissary and therefore it's prohibited on Shabbos. So some form of shlichus, as if you had sent for the malacha to be done. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Zayin says a different explanation, and is mimtzoch vatzecha v'daber dover, that the iser is to speak about doing malacha on Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam has a third explanation. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilcha Shabbos Halacha Aleph says that if you're going to instruct a guy, so then you yourself begin to disrespect the Omek, the depth of Shabbos, and you yourself might come to do Malacha. So three reasons from the Rishonim, and of course, here we have three reasons, two of them being the reason of the same person. Comes along the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer gives us a fascinating and beautiful pshat, and it works out la'alacha. Most poskim accept this la'alacha as well. That the reason Rashi gives us two reasons is because Rashi is talking at two different times. If we're talking about a Jew instructing a Gentile on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, then it can't be the Isser of Daber Dover. It's Erev Shabbos. And he doesn't say anything on Shabbos itself. However, there is the Isser of Shlichus. In contrast to when someone instructs on Shabbos, then you also have the Isser of Daber Dover. According to the Avnei Nezer and others, therefore on Shabbos there are two Isurim that would be involved, Daber Dover and Shlichus. The Avnei Nezer says the Nafgemina is going to be, what happens if you instruct on Shabbos for Matzoy Shabbos? Daber Dover, you'll be over. Shlichus, it would not qualify as Shlichus if the Goy does the actual Malacha on Shabbos, and on Matzoy Shabbos, and you instructed him to do it on Matzoy Shabbos. What I never realized is that the Avnei Nezer's pshat fits in beautifully. Let's go back to the daf itself with our daf Gemara. Our daf Gemara is talking about mi sheichshich baderech, someone who on Erev Shabbos is giving the goy his wallet and asking him to carry it. Rashi's words and the Avnei Nezer's diuk are 100% midduk dak. Beautiful. And that is that the reason why it's going to be usher is only because of shlichus. But daver daver, it won't. And that is why Rashi, in different places, will emphasize different things in regards to the isser of daver daver and shlichus for an akum. We always try to root the piskei halacha that start from the daf, and then in to the Shulchan Aruch. So let us just point out that it is mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Zayin, Siv Beis, to instruct a Gentile during the week to do malacha on Shabbos, which we said is our daf of Shlichus, as well as on Shabbos to do malacha on Matzai Shabbos, can be found in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Zayin, Siv Katan Tes, where there, of course, he quotes the reason of Daber Dover. Everything works quite beautifully. Another fascinating nafkamina I saw quoted in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, which quotes from the Shailus Uchuvas Ber Yitzchak, that is, if I'm not mistaken, the great Posek Hador from the 19th century, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, in Simin Yud Dalid, that Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan suggested that one of the complicated issues, Amir al-Nachri, is a complicated sugya, which we have not done in Halacha from the Daily Daf, in terms of what you're allowed to instruct a Gentile and what you're not allowed to instruct in Gentile. We have discussed a little bit about deriving benefit from halacha done by a Gentile. That we did discuss, but all of the halachas are way beyond our scope. One of the big discussions is whether Amir al-Nachri at times could be mutter because it's a shvus b'makom mitzvah. In certain instances, it would be permissible to struck a Gentile. However, the Ber Yitzchak suggests that maybe we could even turn it into a shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah. That the halacha is that if you're instructing a guy to do a malacha d'rabbanan b'makom mitzvah, it will be permissible. Suggests the Ber Yitzchak, what would happen if you don't instruct one Gentile, but you instruct two? If you would instruct two Gentiles, so then in such a case, that would fall into the category of the sugya of zeh yachal v'zeh yachal, that we've discussed already in Perek Yitzias HaShabbos, and there it's only in Isser D'Rabbanan. So Be'er Yitzchak has a genius idea. In a case of where one has a shvus of Amir al-Nachri, but you do not have an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's an Isser D'Araisa, maybe you could have a Shvus D'Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah to instruct two Gentiles to do the Malacha. The Ber Yitzchak points out that that would work out well if we say that the Isser of Amir HaNachri is the Shlichus component. If it's a Shlichus component, then it would be a Shvus D'Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. However, there is a reason to say no. That at the end of the day, the Ber Yitzchak argues that that really depends on the reason for the Isser. If we're going to say that the Isser of Amir al-Nachri is based on Da Ber Dovar, so then in such a case, if you're telling two people to do it, so then you're not instructing a full Malacha D'Araisa. You're only instructing a Zeh Yachol V'Zeh Yachol. If you're only instructing a Zeh Yachol V'Zeh Yachol, so then, in such a case, it could very well be, it'll be permissible. However, when it comes to the concept of Shlichus, the halacha is that if you instruct two people to kill somebody, and one of them does, in such a case, it's considered a Ritzicha Shleima. This, the Minchas Ariel, on Kuf Chof Aleph, an Oz Tes, proves, and that it seems like a conclusive proof, and then in such a case, what would emerge is that the Da Ber Dovar would not apply, but the Shlichus, if one of the guys Goyim do it, so then in such a case, that would apply. Ultimately then, one could argue that if you have a case of where a person is instructing on Shabbos for something on Matzoy Shabbos that is a Tzorech, even if there's an Isser D'Araisa, since we argue that on Matzai Shabbos, the Isser is only going to be, if the Malacha is going to be done on Matzai Shabbos, an Isser of Daber Dover, it can't be Shlichus. So then, in such a case, there is no Daber Dover if he's instructing two Gentiles, because it would be Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. It wouldn't be a Daber Dover on the level of D'Araisa. And if it would be a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah, we have a reason to be Mekel. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Gimel.